Taylor Wallace sitting down with Steve Hackman, creator and conductor of Brahms by Radiohead. Yes, it kind of sounds like we're taking a John Ailey turn today, considering Brahms and Radiohead were two of his favorite things to listen to, but they are two of my favorites as well. You can see Brahms by Radiohead Thursday, June 15th. That's this Thursday at the Palmer Event Center at 7:30. And this is, if you're like, what is this? It is literally Brahms' First Symphony with Radiohead's OK Computer. Steve, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me, Taylor.
So, we'll start with the obvious. These two compositions, how did these come to be for you?
Oh, wow. Well, you know, as I was studying classical music at the conservatory level and even in my early professional career conducting orchestras, you know, I listened to popular music sort of whenever I wasn't conducting. And I've always just loved classical and popular music. You know, I use popular music, you know, kind of broadly, pop music, in parallel. And it's always been sort of my mission to introduce people on either side to music on the other side. And so this is sort of that attempt to say to fans of classical music, Radiohead's a band that you should know about and that you might get into. And, you know, conversely, on the other side, say to Radiohead fans, Brahms' First Symphony is a piece that you should know as well. So it starts with that kind of, you know, advocacy for music on both sides.
So what can listeners with Brahms and Radiohead, what can they expect in the experience that's about to happen to them?
Right. So this is Radiohead seen through the lens of Brahms. So we use Brahms as orchestra. The musicians on the stage are going to be the exact ones that you would have, you know, had on stage in 1876 when Brahms was premiering his First Symphony, with the exception of our three stunning guest vocalists. So they're delivering the Radiohead melodies that have been oftentimes, you know, transformed in order to work alongside the Brahms. But it stays within that Brahms kind of romantic classical sound world. It's just Radiohead's music sort of being filtered through that. So I'm transforming and reimagining Radiohead's music, and I'm, you know, leveraging Brahms's rhythmic devices, harmonic devices, his counterpoint, his melodies. Much of the time you'll recognize the Radiohead songs, and you'll just be hearing sort of a lush orchestration of Radiohead. But then half of the time it's this transformed Radiohead where it's really Brahms and Radiohead at once. So the vocalists are a huge part of this because they're carrying those Radiohead melodies, and they sort of represent the modern side of this. And then again, at their back, we've got the entire symphony orchestra playing the Brahms.
Awesome. And I was doing a little bit of research. I was trying to, guess what some of these connections between the two pieces may be. And the best I could come up with is that there are these... When Brahms was writing this symphony and when Radiohead was composing OK Computer, they both were under a particular pressure point in their career. Brahms, this being his first kind of big piece right after being the kind of protege to Beethoven, and then Radiohead coming off the major success of The Bends and their, you know, label and everyone telling them, just write The Bends Part 2. And they were like, no, we're going to go the opposite direction. So I'm wondering if there is even subconsciously this trickling into your thought to put these two together specifically, as opposed to maybe like Kid A.
Well, no, you nailed it. Now, those were sort of, I think, the external pressures that are more kind of career, in the career category for Radiohead and Brahms. But I think, you know, there's more. I think they were, you know, Radiohead was really reacting also to where we were going in society. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the dawn of the digital age, you know, this uber connectivity, but yet more isolation and more distance between people, and this rampant consumerism and, you know, kind of doubt at our leadership and government. And, you know, they channeled all that anxiety and kind of, I think, doubt and fear of where we were going as a society into those lyrics and into those songs. You know, in Brahms's case, there was an extraordinary amount of pressure on him. He had been dubbed the successor to Beethoven when he was in his 20s, And that just put an inordinate amount of pressure on a young composer, so much so that he really took 20 years to write this piece. So unlike Radiohead, you know, he put it off because he knew that everybody was going to judge him on his first symphony as to whether or not he was, you know, directly in Beethoven's lineage. And you can really hear how badly he wanted this to be good, you know, especially in that first movement of Beethoven, I'm sorry, the first movement of Brahms. And, you know, he famously said, "You have no idea what it's like to hear the footsteps of that juggernaut that marched before me." And in the very first moments of the first symphony, you can hear these pounding notes in the contrabasses, the kettle drums, and the contrabassoon, these low Cs, just pounding insistently. And that's those footsteps of Beethoven.
We're sitting here with Steve Hackman talking about Brahms by Radiohead. Steve Hackman, the creator and conductor of this piece. It's being performed Thursday, June 15th. That's this Thursday at the Palmer Event Center at 7:30, blending Brahms' First Symphony with Radiohead's OK Computer. Before we leave, is there anything else you want to let us know about the show or about your inspiration for the show or how people should prepare themselves if they should at all?
Oh, I think a great preparation is just to, you know, put on OK Computer and put on the Brahms First Symphony, because, you know, the more listeners are aware of those original pieces, the more they will, I think, glean from how they're being combined and transformed. But no, I would just say, you know, please come out, please hear the incredible, awesome symphony play. You know, you're so lucky to have such a wonderful orchestra right there in your amazing community. And you know, the vocalists and I were who work we're all coming in from LA and New York, respectively. We can't wait to get to such a great music city and play the show.
Thank you so much, Steve.
Thank you.